And excitement you hear is Sunday Night Live from the Calvary Church here in Quincy, Louisiana, United States of America. Thank you so much for clicking on to our website tonight. We're glad to share our Sunday night service with you. We're glad to tell you also that the apostolicministry.com is a link carrying our messages week after week. Hundreds click on and listen. This expands the work of God, and we're so delighted. Please feel free to download any of the messages and send them around the world. I often say we believe in the copyright law, your right to copy. Just get the word out. God's richest blessings upon you. Now, this is the third message that I've preached since I endured the trauma of quadruple open heart surgery. God has been good. Your prayers have sustained me. And I ask you to please be patient with me as I get back to my usual pace in the pulpit. Well, that's one way to say it. In this day when there's so much anxiety and trouble in the world, we need a pulpit that moves. And certainly not a sleeping ministry. God's richest blessings upon you. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be preaching on the subject, A River Runs Through It. Stay clicked on. You'll be blessed. And now here's our missions director, missionary Gerald Schultz, with our messages from across the land today. God bless you, Brother Schultz.
Again, Pastor Hicks. We are just excited about the messages we're getting, and we want to encourage people to keep on. Put your message in our guest book, and we're going to read them every week, and we might read your message over the air. This is from Denver, Colorado. Oh, that the whole world knew about the Jesus name preaching on Sunday Night Live. It's great that you are on the Internet. From Fairbanks, Alaska, Brother Hicks, they write, great to get the Sunday Night Live broadcast here in Alaska. Thank God for the web and your good preaching. From Toowoomba, Australia, thank you for Sunday Night Live. May God bless you with His love, His grace, His mercy, and with good health. Thank you for that message. From Pennsylvania, I'm a Baptist, but I enjoy Sunday Night Live. And a message from Sweden. I found your website while surfing the net. Great message. God bless your work. We are so thrilled about these messages, and we also would like to have you write to us. The address is Marvin Hicks, Post Office Box 715, De Quincy. That's capital D-E, capital Q-U-I-N-C-Y, Louisiana, 70633. And again, our message from the evening, Pastor Hicks.
Give Jesus a hand clap of praise as we honor the reading of our text tonight. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. I want to talk to you for a while on a river runs through it. You may be seated. God bless you. Some time ago, there was a movie out in that with that title and subject. I have never seen the movie. I've only read synopsis of it. That it's about a ranch in Montana and a family called the McLean family. Paul was the young son. Norman was the oldest. The father was a Presbyterian minister. The point was that most of their lives, their challenges as boyhood on up to manhood, even after college, they would come back and all meet at the river, and there they would recall old times, and Montana to them would have been a wilderness state in their area and territory in the early 20th century. But the fact that saved their home and their lives, and they built as a catalyst around the river that ran through it. Otherwise, it would have been an arid, dry place. Now, children of God, listen to this pastor tonight when I tell you that the church has a river running through it. But we are in a dry place. You know, the United States extolled the virtues of capitalism for many years. And I think it's the best system that ever was, the best system that is and will ever be. But just when the communists were failing and falling and disgusted with their system, capitalism began to destroy itself from within by crooked politicians, dishonest bankers, and they bankrupt and destroyed the financial system of this great nation. It's to our embarrassment, really, but it's so dry. All around us, spiritually, financially, things are seemingly drying up. Let me just point out this to you. I found out this week that 33,000 people in the United States commit suicide every year. But the thing that amazed me was 1 million people in America try it. It means to them life is not worth living. The parched and arid desert through which they walk has no reality of the move of the Spirit and the power of God. We're in a dry place. I remember when I visited Israel, I stood at the borderline of Israel and Lebanon. And I never shall forget the fruit trees, the green vegetation, the greenery went right up to the line of Israel's border. And then from then on, the next few feet, miles, almost even all the way to Beirut, Lebanon, was barren, sun-baked, no vegetation. When God says fruit, there'll be fruit. And when God says dry, it will be dry. And the nation that rejects God shall be cursed. I read some time ago that Moab was a threat to Israel. Such a big threat that there are three kings, the king of Edom, the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, knew that either one of them as a nation could not win against the Moabites. So they called the United Nations Conference. That's the first one ever called. And they said, if we could just join our three nations, we can whip the Moabites. So they signed their agreement and they went out. And the soldiers marched through the streets at the homage and almost worship of their wives and children, relatives and friends, marching to the glorious business of war. They left the city and got out in the desert. The Bible said they began to die one by one
hundreds by hundreds, the vast army began to fall over dead. Why? The Bible said there was no water to drink. No water to drink. So the three kings said, what are we going to do? Our armies are famishing. We can't fight the Moabites like this. So they simply go in and say, let's go to Elisha, the assistant pastor, the prophet. The only thing he's ever done was pour water on the hands of Elijah. But let's go talk to him. They expected a royal welcome, and Elisha stayed in his tent and said, what do you guys want? They said, we're perishing in the wilderness. What can we do? Elisha opened his tent door and looked at those three kings and said, why did you put God last? Why are you waiting till you're in such bad trouble? Why didn't you pray at the beginning? You know, I could almost preach a sermon right there. A lot of people put God last. They think it's an insurance policy or a spare tire to use only when you got a flat. No, you need to pray, as Brother Kyle said, before you get in trouble. Ask God to be with you and go with you. And so they said, well, what can we do? We repent. We're sorry of that. And Elisha told them something they didn't like to hear. He said, get your shovels and go down there and turn the valley into ditches. Buddy, I'm telling you, the buck privates and the generals got hand to hand, and they started digging ditches all over the valley. And that night, God put a river. Hallelujah. A river in a dry place, praise God. And he filled those ditches full of water. And the ironic part of the story is that man, Moabite, got up one morning, looked out of his tent. He looked down there and saw the river of water, and the sun was casting its red glows upon it. And you know what? That Moabite went back and said, hey, let's go down and take this pause. Those guys got in a church fight last night. They killed each other and their blood's filling the ditches. But they went down and they found an army that had had a drink of water. Thank God! Hallelujah! He's able to provide water in a thirsty land. Somebody say amen. Do you know that 60,000, and this is important, here in America, 60,000 preachers preach 3 million sermons and not one person said, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there's a parched desert out there. You say, well, brother, we feel that flow of the Spirit when we come here. Yeah, there's a river running through it. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. There's a river running through it. The Holy Ghost is here. Thank God. The ancient men of God said in 28:10, God cutteth out rivers in the rocks. Isaiah 43:20, I will make rivers in the desert. And you hear me quoted a lot, and you always will, as long as I stand in this pulpit. We're saved by John 7:38 and 39. He that believeth on me, Jesus Christ, as the Scripture has said, not a simple namby-pamby believism, but like the Bible says, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Thank God, not the stagnant streams of polywogs and tadpoles, but rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, that they which believed on him would receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But he was glorified at the ascension, and the Holy Ghost came at Pentecost. And that they, the church, is saved because there's a river running through it. Somebody shout amen. The great body of Christ around the world has produced two kinds of people. We have some abnormalities in the churches. There are the psychotics. Now, and then there are the neurotics. What's the difference in a psychotic and a neurotic? A psychotic means 2 and 2 is 5. So we say he's crazy. A neurotic says 2 and 2 is 4, but he's mad about it. He has an attitude. Now you say, why are you bringing that out, Pastor? Because in the body of Christ today, you would be amazed if you read all the articles I read from all over America. My box almost every day is full of literature from churches and organizations and religions of all descriptions. It would amaze you how many people do not want both the river and the bed of the river. Now, they want the river. The church many times is full of what they call charismatics, and they say we want to shout and we want to run and we want to jump fences and we want to rejoice and all that. But don't bring us any rules. We don't want to hear about tithing and church attendance and prayer meetings. And No. We don't want any. You can't have the water without the bed of the river. If you tie that, then the bed of the river breaks and the water runs to an open field. It becomes stagnant, vermin infested with mosquitoes and pythons and snakes and all kinds of things. To have the flow of the river running through the church, you've got to have some rules. Somebody shout amen. Amen. We've got to have some regulations. You've got to pin that water in if you're going to get the full force of its flow. Thank God for a river that runs through it. And that's why I love John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit with the water and with truth, the bed of the river. You can't have the bed of the river without the water. That's believing in legalism, the laws. May I say it kindly without offending you? You can memorize the Bible and be lost. The letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Are you listening? You've got to have the flow of the Spirit. The Spirit has to make the Word alive. I realize that more and more every time I preach. It's not how much energy I put into it. It's how much prayer and belief and sincerity and anointing of the mighty power of God, the Holy Ghost, is behind it all. Oh, I thank Him for that. And so He says, I'm going to give you peace. Isaiah the prophet said it's going to be like a river that runs through your church. You see, God's peace doesn't run out. God's grace doesn't run out. God's mercy is unlimited. God's love is incomprehensible. Oh, help me to preach it, Lord. Peace like a river. You know, I was just a boy in West Virginia. We had up there what they called the Kanawha River, a very little river. That Kanawha River would run into the Muskingum River. That's where we catch the big catfish. And then the Muskingum River would run into the Kentucky River. And the Kentucky River would run into the Ohio River. And the Ohio River would run into the Mississippi. And the Mississippi gush into the Gulf of Mexico. But it doesn't stop. While I speak to you now, it's still running. Hallelujah! And God said, that's the way my peace, my love is going to be for you. It's going to be endless. Thank God. You say, well, Brother Hicks, I've done some bad things, but His mercy is endless. Thank God. Oh, I love the message of repentance. I preach it often in this church. You've got to learn how to repent. Nobody can be saved. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. God commendeth His love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and be saved. I'm going to hurry here to conclusion. Let me tell you, one of the most heartbreaking experiences I had, we landed in Tel Aviv and took a bus to Jerusalem and checked in the King David Hotel when I was in Jerusalem. After we got in our room, we went down to the lobby and there were scores of people milling around, tourists. Many of them had been on the same plane that we were on, and some of them were crying, tears just rolling down their face. I asked some of them, why are you so emotional? Said, we just came from the Mount of Olives. And we were there when the sun set and the darkness settled over the city and the lights of Jerusalem flickered on. And we could almost hear Jesus say, oh, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen would gather her chicks. But ye would not. Therefore thy house shall be left unto you desolate. Are you hearing me, folks? It's the will of God that a river runs through the church. But if we neglect so great a salvation, that river will dry up right in the house of God. We must protect the presence we feel tonight. One other thing before I go. You've got to hear this. If you've ever been deer hunting, you relate to David who said in Psalms 42:1, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. As the deer. We used to hunt out of Freer, Texas. I talked to my son. It was his birthday yesterday. He's hunting in that area, and he told me last week he came within inches stepping on a 6-foot rattler, but he managed to shoot it before it struck him. It's a dry, barren place out at Freer, where the ranch is where he hunts. Miles and miles of no shrubbery, nothing green. Dry. I've sat in old blinds in the evening time, and sometime in South Texas it's just as hot as it was here Friday, 75 and 80 degrees right in the hunting season. You hear the rustle stumbling over the rocks. You'll never forget looking up and see that deer with its tongue hanging out, frothing at the mouth, panting. That deer knows somewhere there's a river. And he knows that if he doesn't find it, he's going to die of thirst. Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. Church, would you hear my plea tonight? We don't have a lot of needs here now. God supplied our needs. Toward His riches in glory, we're paying our bills. But we need to develop a thirst for an old-fashioned move of God's Spirit, for a lingering presence of God, for something that will bring tears to our eyes and help us to guard that river bank. That every modernist in religion would break it down today and say you're fanatic. But with the bank goes the force of the river. Oh, did you remember that in the book of God, very clearly it says, and I've got to share this, Psalms 46. God is our refuge. I will not fear, though the earth be moved, though the waters roar and troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river. There is a river. There is a river. The streams whereof make glad the city of God.
Thank you for clicking on the Sunday Night Live. Speaking for all the wonderful people who make Calvary their church home, this is Jim Armstrong, reminding you that this international ministry is the only air 24/7 with a special message from our pastor, Pastor Hicks. Now beginning our 9th year, we have received messages from 68 nations and would appreciate hearing from you this week. Until our next broadcast, may God bless you.